Praise God. Give the Lord a praise. We thank God this morning. Give the Lord a praise. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. We just thank God for His blessings, and we are asking God to bless us again today in His Word. Our sister Rebecca, beautiful testimony. God has been touching her, and a long time I gave her that scripture, and she'd been reading it. I says, read that scripture over and over and over and over. And then continue reading it.
Amen.
That's right. Amen. Yeah. And it will take you to where you need to go.
Yes.
And she has been reading it, and I give that to you, to everybody.
Yes.
I give you that scripture.
Amen.
Here and around the world, wherever you are.
Amen.
I give you that scripture.
Amen.
Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right or an excellent spirit, a new spirit within me. And she is obedient. She continued reading. You see what God has done for her, what God is doing. And that is really where we are going. It's a heart matter. It's the new creation, man. That not a outward, not just coming from the lips, from the mouth, but it's from the heart. In Ezekiel, the 30th chapter of the, I think it's Ezekiel 30 or 33, where the Lord spoke to Ezekiel. And Ezekiel was a preacher. Mm-hmm. Ezekiel was a teacher. Mm-hmm. And I think it's chapter. I wish I read it yesterday. where the Lord showed him. He said, "This people cometh to you, not to really hear the word of God, but they." Yes, it's Ezekiel chapter 33. If you, maybe you've never heard that scripture, we've never touched that scripture here before, but I'm looking for the verse that I need. Go down to verse 30. Go to verse 30. 33, 30, and you need to pay attention to the word because the word of God will change you. It's wanting to get a person excited and happy, glad, but after that, they need a word. They need to go home. Mm-hmm. Like Rebecca was saying, that three, she woke up at one, somewhere there, and then she was up until when? Three? Oh, nine. She look at the time. God was dealing with her. God told her to go there, and she was on her face before God and what God was doing. God is creating in her a new heart.
Yes.
That's why she's been asking God for, if you don't ask it,
right,
you're not going to get it. Ask and you shall receive.
Yes.
Seek and you shall find. See, it's not just going to church, but when you go to church, what is it doing for you?
Yes.
And there was a group in Ezekiel day that they were going to church, but it wasn't doing any good to them. And let me just read this here right now. Let's read. Also, thou son of man, the children of thy people still are talking against thee by the walls and in the doors of the houses, and speak one to another, every one to his brother, saying, come and I pray you, and hear what the word that cometh forth from the Lord. And they come unto thee as the people
cometh, and they said, and they sit before you, are thee as my people. Note what they're doing, all of that, going through all the motion outward, and they look like they are God's people. That's the way many people go to church today, the outward. They come to church, they're going to church. Let me go back to that verse again. And they come unto thee as the people cometh, and they sit before thee as my people, and they hear thy words, but, listen to that now, but they hear it, they get excited, so they shout, they sit, and then unless the preacher, as a discerning, he wouldn't know. He would say, what a wonderful service, what a wonderful congregation. And they're going to come back next week. And you build a church with that element of people. And it goes on, and it says, the same verse, says, but notice, but they will not do them, for with their mouth they show much love, but their heart. In other words, they draw nigh to God with their lips, with their mouth, but with their heart. That's where you need to get to. That's where God is working. It's God that worketh in you, both to will and to do. God must enter into our heart and give us a new heart. It's not the outer. It's not the lips just sitting there like you're God's people, like we're God's people. But it says, for with their mouths they show much love. God bless you, brother. God bless you, sister. Oh, it's so wonderful to be here. Oh, my, and the talk, and the lips, the outer. But it says, it goes on, but their heart, that's what you need to go it after their covetousness. That covetousness is really a powerful word because if you're coveting something, thou shalt not covet. You can covet a lot of things. And they were not drawing nigh to God, but their lips was. They talk, testify, sing, preach, whatever we do, but the heart was not there. Their heart was going to their after their covetousness. And verse 32, and lo, look at it, Ezekiel, and lo, thou art unto them as a very lovely song. All you are is a song. You are just a lovely song. That's all they see you as. And you are just a lovely song, a song of one that hath a pleasant voice. That means, oh, you can sing good. Oh, you can preach good. Pastor, that was a wonderful message, but it's just a lovely song. He didn't do anything for their heart because of their covetousness, because they were heading and their heart was in some other place. He says that you're just a lovely song and can play well. You're a lovely song and you can play well on an instrument. What's the instrument? The word of God. Said, oh my, you're a good preacher. Wow. He sure knows how to sing. He sure knows how to preach. He's an excellent singer. He is a good player on the instrument. Oh, he can go from one scripture to another scripture, and look at him, how beautiful he is. But it says that that's all you are to them, a song. And one that can play well on an instrument. For they hear, notice, thy words, but they will not do them. They hear it, but it doesn't get down in their heart. The mouth is speaking, but they're not drawing nigh to God. The heart is not there. Verse 33, it says, and when this cometh to pass, lo, it will come, then shall they know, notice, that a prophet had been among them, but then it will be late. He says that they're going to wake up and realize one day that they had a visitation. The time that they thought was just a lovely song, and one, the man of God was just playing an instrument. He was just going and singing a song. Every chapter and every verse was just a new song. But their heart was not there. But God says the time is coming when they will know. When they will realize that there was a prophet among them. There was a man of God among them. But that was late. Because they woke up too late. And you don't want to wake up late. Where when you realize it, you've lost and missed your today. Amen. So the testimony this morning was, create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. God wants to create a new heart, a clean heart, a right heart with a right spirit in us. And in the Psalms, the 73rd chapter, go there, of Psalms, just one or two verses that I will go in Psalms chapter 73 and verse 1. 73, yes, that's the one verse. Verse 1 says that truly God is good to Israel. Look at that. Truly God is good to Israel. Even who? Look, no, focus on now. Because we've been using the word a clean heart, O God. Creating me a clean heart, O God. And here's what the psalmist says. Truly God is good to Israel. Even, underline that. Even to such as are of a clean heart. Hallelujah. The heart, when it becomes clean, said God is good. God is good to them that are of a clean heart. So we need to have our hearts cleansed by the blood, by the Spirit of God, to have a new heart and to let God cleanse our heart and cleanse our spirit. In Jeremiah, the 24th chapter? We've had that, the 24th chapter of the book of Jeremiah, and verse 7. Go to in Jeremiah 24, verse 7. What does it say? It says, 24, verse 24, chapter 24 and verse 7. Everybody read that now quickly. And I will give them, notice, and I will give them one, I will give them a heart to know me. God has to give you a heart to know him. The one that you were born with doesn't know God. We were born in sin and shapen in iniquity. And David said, Lord, create in me. He realized I need a new heart. I need a new creation. Create in me a clean heart. Oh God. Not don't just repair the one that I have. But I want you to give me a heart, a spirit of the Spirit. A new man, make me into a new man. Yes. So create in me, O God, a clean heart. And it says that, and I will give them, and then God respond now. God said, I will give them, it comes from God, an heart to know me, that I am the Lord. And they shall be my people, and I will be their God. For they shall return, notice, they shall return unto me with their whole heart. Not a broken, a divided, a scattered heart, but a whole heart, one heart. Had it, one brand new heart. I will give it to them. Do you understand now the work that needs to be done in your heart, in our spirit? Only God can do that. You cannot do it. You cannot do it by just turning over a new leaf. It's a brand new creation. Like in, is it the 17th chapter of Jeremiah? Where he sent the Jeremiah down to the potter's house. If you can find that scripture for me. He sent the Jeremiah to down in chapter 17. Verse 9, look at verse 9, said, the heart is deceitful above all things.
and desperately wicked, and who can know it? Only God can know that. He says, I, the Lord, search the heart and try the reins, even to give every man according to his ways and according to the fruit of his doing. Now, where is the verse where he went to the potter's?
Chapter 18.
Yes, go for the next chapter 18. All right, now, verse. The potter's, God sent him down to the potter's house.
Verse 1.
Then the word of the Lord, chapter 18, verse 1 says, The word which came to Jeremiah from the Lord, saying,
Arise
and go down to the potter's house, and there I will cause thee to hear my word. Now God has to open the heart to hear his word. Okay, and to understand it. The Ezekiel 33, they heard the word, but it never got a hold of their heart. So Ezekiel was just a man with a pleasant voice and who could sing a lovely song, preach a nice message, but they really didn't understand. So he said, go down to the potter's house, and there I will cause thee to hear my words. You have to obey God. Like when God spoke to this sister and said, go to your room, I woke her up and said, pray, because I'm going to work on you. I'm working in your heart. I'm creating in you a clean heart. Then it says that, verse 3 says, Then I went down to the potter's house, and behold, he, the potter, was wrought a work on the wheels. Now, if you can understand now that God is that great potter, okay? God speak to us in many different ways. God is that great potter, and we are the clay, and he's working upon a wheel to create something new. It says, and the vessel that he made of clay. Notice the vessel that he made of clay. That's what, if you read Genesis, he took the dust, the clay of the earth, and molded and made man. And God breathed into man the bread of life, and man became a living soul. But that vessel is a broken vessel. That vessel itself cannot enter into the kingdom of God. That vessel cannot sustain immortality, eternal life.
Amen.
So God now has to make another vessel.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Yes. Says, and the vessel that he made, the first one, was marred in the hand of the potter. So what did he do? Come on. What did he do? He made it again. Hallelujah. He made it again. Aren't you glad that God didn't just throw you and I away? When we fail, when we miss God, God broke us and made another vessel. So the marred vessel, the potter, so he made it again into, he made it again another vessel.
I seem
good to the potter to make it. That's what God's doing. God is not making you and I into a vessel that pleases anybody, but God is making a vessel that pleases him. He made us again into a new vessel that pleases him. Then the word of the Lord came to me, saying, O house of Israel, cannot I do with you as this potter? Yes, he can. Yes, he can. Said the Lord, behold, as the clay is in the hand of the, is in the potter's hands, so are you in mine hand, O house of Israel. Child of God, Christian nation, congregation of the righteous, what God has done, you made a mistake, but God didn't just throw you away on the scrap heap and reject you, but God break you and mold you and make you anew into a new vessel.
into a new vessel. Said, at what instant I shall speak concerning a nation and concerning a kingdom to pluck up, to pull down, and to destroy. Next verse, if that nation again, whom I have pronounced, turn from their heart, I will repent of the evil that I thought to do unto them. And verse 9, what does it say? Verse 9. At what instant shall I speak concerning a nation and concerning a kingdom to build and to plant it? If they do evil in my sight, that it obey not my voice, then I will repent of the good wherewith I said I will benefit them. Now, therefore, go and speak to the men of Judah and to the inhabitants of Jerusalem, saying, thus saith the Lord, behold, I frame evil against you and devise a device against you. Now, here's the secret. Return ye now, everyone from this evil way, and make your ways, and you're doing good. Now, if you will turn and repent, God is going to make and create a clean heart in you and a right spirit. Then you go to Ezekiel, chapter 11. Ezekiel chapter 11, and there is a scripture there where God is going to work and make a new heart in them. In Ezekiel chapter 11, verse 19 says that, and I will give them what? Notice, I will give them one heart, and I will put a new spirit within them. He's give them one heart and put a new spirit within you. And I will take the stony heart out of their flesh. Now that's the out of your heart. The old nature. There's a stony heart. It's hardened. Stone. The old man cannot receive the things of God, the flesh. But you have to be born again this time by the Spirit of God. He that is born of the flesh is flesh. But he that is born of the Spirit is spirit. So in Ezekiel, the 11th chapter, read it again, verse 19. And I will give them one heart, and I will put a new spirit within you. And I will take the stony heart out of their flesh. Notice how God is giving you and making this clean heart inside you, this new heart. Notice what he's doing. Only God can do it. He said, I will give them one heart, and I will give you a new spirit within you, and I will take the stony heart out of their flesh, and will give them one heart, a heart of flesh. Why? That they may walk. Notice, why is he going to do that? Without this, you cannot walk in the ways of God, because without this, remember, we were born in sin and shaped in iniquity. But it says that they may walk in my statutes and keep my ordinances and do them, and they shall be my people, and I will be their God. You following the steps now? How God create and make a new heart and a right spirit? How God do it? It's not just turning over a new heart or repairing the heart, the whole heart. But it's a new nature. It's a new spirit that God implants within you. So when you pray, oh God, create in me a clean heart, you're asking God to make a brand new man. Because he that is born of the flesh is flesh, remains flesh. And blood and flesh cannot inherit the kingdom of God, but it's the spirit. You have to be born of the spirit, born again, born from the word of God, to be cleansed by that word. So is that all in Ezekiel 11? Then you go now to Ezekiel, the 36th chapter. And then we will get to Jeremiah. But in Ezekiel, the 36th verse, what verse? Ezekiel 36, verse 23. Start at verse 23 in Ezekiel 36, verse 23. I wish we could read it and wish we could go to the scriptures. It says, and I, verse 23, and I will sanctify my great name. Notice, I will sanctify my great name, which was profaned among the heathen, which ye have profaned in the midst of them, and the heathen shall know that I am the Lord, said the Lord God. When I shall be sanctified in you before their eyes. See, God said, I'm going to make a change. And when I make a change inside of you, the heathen will know. Because they're going to see that you are a brand new person. You're going to have a testimony. And they're going to cry out like the Philippian jailer when they saw, when he saw what God did, shook the jail down, and Paul and, was it Silas? Yes. And was there singing at midnight. And he knew that this had to be God. And he says, what shall I do? He fell down on his face and said, what shall I do to be saved? And they said, I believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved in thy house. God said, I'm going to make a brand new person, a brand new man, a new man out of you. And the heathen will know when I sanctified my great name, which was profaned among the heathen, which ye have profaned in the midst of them. And the heathen shall know that I am the Lord, said the Lord God, when I shall be sanctified in you before their eyes. Verse 24, for I will take you, hallelujah, from among the heathen and gather you out of all countries and will bring you into your own land. Then shout. When he does that, when he pulls you out of the world, when he pulls you away from your friends, when he pulls you away even from among your family and separates you and begin to work in your life, the heathen will know. They're going to see that you're a brand new person. You're not the same, but you're changed by the word of God, by the spirit of God. And then will I do this. Here's what he's going to do. Then will I sprinkle. I will sprinkle clean water upon you, and you shall be clean. Hallelujah. How are we going to get this clean heart? Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. And so the heathen will know, I will sprinkle clean water upon you, and you shall be clean, and from all your filthiness and from all your idols will I cleanse you. You remember in Isaiah, hold your finger there, but in Isaiah the first chapter, you remember what he said when he called to the house of Judah and Israel to repent. In Isaiah the first chapter, it says that when he says, come ye and let us reason together. 18. The 18, though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they be red as crimson, they shall be as white, they shall be as wool. And if you be willing and obedient, you shall eat the good of the land. But if you be disobedient and you shall refuse, you shall be devoured with the sword. For the mouth of the Lord has spoken. Amen. Then he asked, come you, right? And he says, wash you. There's another verse 16, is it? Says, wash you. Wash you. How? How? He's going to sprinkle the water, but you got to wash. Are you washing? That's what Sister Rebecca was doing the other night. She woke up and she began to wash. Hallelujah. She began to wash in the water that was sprinkling. God was sprinkling water upon her. And she was 1 a.m. in the morning. She was, no, he can pour out this water anytime. It doesn't have to be at your convenience. But it's a time his convenience. Because it's God that worketh in you, both to will and to do of his good pleasure. He says now, he said, wash you and make you clean. Then put away the evil of your doings from before mine eyes. Cease. See, that word cease means abstain. Okay, stop it. Be sanctified. Cease to do evil and learn to do good. He said to that woman, and no man condemn thee? No man, Lord. Then he says, neither do I. Go thy way and cease. Sin no more. That's the way we have to work now. And the areas in our lives of besetting sin. Oh God, I'm so weak. Oh God, you know that's my problem. Confess to him. I repent. You draw nigh to him, not with your only, but your heart. And out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. Confess and said, oh God, you know that I'm weak. You know that I cannot deliver myself from this. Lord, I don't have the power. But there's a force that God puts inside of us. Amen. When God come inside of us, he puts a power in there. Amen. And he gives us power to tread on serpents and scorpions. And he gives us power over all the power of the devil. And you wash yourself in the blood. And he said that they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony. And they said that they washed their robes and make it white in the blood of the Lamb. That's what we have to do, to wash our robes. And white robes was given unto them. You've got to wash the robe. But we were born with a robe that cannot get into the kingdom. But we need to begin to wash it. As God gives us the blood, he gives us the water of life. And he says now, wash you and learn to do, the same verse, learn to do well, forsake the evil, seek judgment, relieve the oppressed, judge the fatherless, and then plead for the widow. And then come now and let us reason together. Said the Lord, are you going to do it? Get your Bibles out. And begin to look in the Word of God. Come, let us reason together. And when you begin to read it, you'll find out that it's God that's talking to you. Because you don't have anything to say to God, but Lord, I'm sorry, please forgive me. See, you don't have a lot of defense. You have no defense where you're defending yourself and trying to, like the Pharisees, Lord, I'm not like that, the Sadducees said, I'm not like that publican. Don't you find out anybody's fault? When you shut yourself, it's just you and God. He said, come now and let us reason together. See, when God is working on you, you don't have time to be showing God the other people's fault. But it's between you and God. And you let God do the talking, let God do the work, and the word of God will convict you. The word of God is enough. When God touched you by his spirit, he said God will convict you of his word. So he goes on and he says that come now and let us reason together, said the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as snow. And though they be like crimson, they shall be as wool. Back to quickly to Ezekiel, where we were, the 36th chapter. That verse. Verse 25. Then will I sprinkle clean water upon you, and you shall be clean from all your filthiness, and from all your idols will I cleanse you. And a new heart. See that? That clean heart is a new heart. Not a repaired heart. Not the old one repairing. No. But it's God that's going to do it. Only God can give you a kingdom heart. Only God can give you a heart that will last for all eternity. He says, but you have to come to God. And when you're reasoning with God, he's working in you and washing you and giving you a new heart also. Will I give you? And a new spirit will I put within you? And I will take, hallelujah, somebody shout. I said, somebody shout. Somebody ought to stop and give God a praise. And I will take away the stony heart out of your flesh. And I will give you an heart of flesh. You ought to lift your hands right wherever you are and say, God, take it out of me. Take it out of me. Take out that heart of stone. You ought to ask God, God, I'm so full of stones. And you know the parable, the seed, if it's sown in stony place, it cannot produce anything. But you need to ask God right now, make my heart soft. Make my heart tender. Create in me a clean heart. Break me and mold me like the potter. Make a new vessel, Lord. And give me a new vessel, a new heart, and a right spirit. He said, give me a heart of a flesh. Okay? And I will put my spirit within you. Oh, hallelujah. Didn't he say that? The Holy Spirit? That's the Holy Spirit of God. And when you have the Holy Spirit of God, you're sons of God. You're led by the Spirit. You're sons of God. And I will put my spirit within you and cause you to walk, hallelujah, in my statutes. And ye shall keep my judgment and do that. All that rebellion will be gone. Is there another verse there says that? And ye shall dwell in the land that I give to your fathers. And ye shall be my people. And I will be your God. And I will also save you from all. Hallelujah. You ought to lift your hands up. And said, shout, and shout, and said, wash me, Lord. Come on, you ought to say, cleanse me, Lord. Oh, God, wherever you are, work in my spirit. Wash me. Don't just say, but I'm a Christian. Come on. It's time to ask God to wash me. Because of the secret sins and the wrongs, the covetousness, and the hidden sin of our heart. God knows it because the heart is deceitful above all things. And don't let pride say, well, I have already done it. Why, you ought to let the river flow. Jeremiah said, oh, that my head was water. And my eyes would run down. Tears would run down. And God would begin to wash me. And you're weeping and asking God to forgive us. Like we saw our sister this morning was weeping. And the tears of repentance and flood her face and her heart. That was God making her over. Creating a new heart and a right spirit. I will also save you from all of your uncleanness. And I will call for. Notice what he's going to do now. Now he's going to prosper you physically. But he's also going to prosper you spiritually. Here's what God's going to do. He said, I will call for the corn. I will call for the corn. What do you do with corn? What do you do with corn? What corn? I will call for the corn. What corn? That was the corn that came down and fell into the ground and died and multiplied. Unless a grain of corn falls into the ground and died, it abide alone. But Jesus Christ, that corn, that one corn, that only beloved Son, the only begotten of the Father, when he came and he fell into the ground and died on the cross. And he was buried. What did he do? He multiplied and led captivity captives and gave gifts unto men. He ascended on high. And then we are seated with him in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. He said, I will call for the corn of the word of God. The corn has to be broken. The bread corn has to be broken. And when you break the corn, it turns into meal, flour. And you break. What do you do with flour? You break and make bread. And he's that bread that came down from heaven that a man might eat and not die. I will call for the corn and will increase it. The more you study and seek God, the more it will grow. You'll understand it. You'll grow in grace and in the knowledge of Jesus Christ. I will increase it and lay no famine. No famine. Because you will have increase. Today there's an Amos 8:11. There's a famine in the land. Not for natural bread and water, but for the word of God, for hearing the word of God. But he said, I will increase it and lay no famine upon you. And I will multiply the fruit of the trees and increase the increase of the field, that ye shall receive no more reproach of famine among the heathen. You won't have to just call out and say, Lord, send us a revival. Lord, no. You will have a revival. You will have the increase. You will have the corn. You will have the rejoicing of God in your life. And then verse 31, then shall ye remember your own evil ways and your doings that were not good, and shall loathe yourselves in your own sight for your iniquities and for your abomination. See what God said? That's true repentance. You weren't stuck up on with pride and say, look at me, I'm a Christian and I don't do what other people do. But you will see yourself. You will, like Job, was it Isaiah, when chapter 6, when he saw the evil and the wicked, he was condemning everything. But when he saw the Lord, when he saw the Lord high and lifted up, and what happened? He said, then said I, woe is me. When you have a revelation of God and God begin to deal, you're going to see yourself first and you're going to loathe yourself. Oh my God, Lord, that's me. And when you, if God ever give you a revelation of who you are, although you might have a self-righteous spirit right now, you will look at yourself and you'll abhor yourself because of the righteousness of God. Ask God to reveal you to you. Ask God to reveal yourself to yourself. And God, show me who I am and create me a new man. Wash me and I abhor myself and I in dust and I put and I repent and ask you, God, to forgive me. We need heart repentance. We need a true repentance today. He says that, and not for your sake. Is it verse 32? Do I this? I'm not doing it because of you. I'm not doing it for your sake. But here's why I'm doing it. Said the Lord, God. But be it known unto you. Be ashamed. Come on. Be ashamed and confounded for your own ways, O house of Israel. Come on, begin to focus. That's why God separated that sister that night and says, go there and repent. When you now begin to want God and seek God, you're going to find time to separate yourself. And you're going to get down all of that busy, busy, I, me, my. You're going to spend some time with God, knowing that the outward man profited little. And you focus only on the natural man. And you want the world. Even if you get the world, it will profit you nothing if you lose your own soul. But you need to draw nigh to God, and he will draw nigh to you. You need to confess and ask God, oh God, wash me. Sprinkle clean water upon me. Wash me. I feel like shouting. Wash me. Oh, I feel like praising God. Wash me in your blood and make me whiter than snow. You ought to ask God to sprinkle clean water upon you. Ask God to cleanse you. Hey, let the river flow. Let that river flow. In Zechariah, is there any more scripture here? What did it say before I go to Zechariah? Said, thus said the Lord God, in the day that I shall have cleansed you from all your iniquities, I also will cause you to dwell in the cities. Come on. No, let's focus. Yes, I know there was a natural city, but first the natural, then the spiritual. I will cause you to dwell in the cities. Where are we heading? Where are we heading? To Mount Zion. To what? To the city of the living God. Where to an innumerable company of angels.
where the spirit of just men are made perfect. What did Abraham look for? Abraham rejected and he sought for a city that had foundation, whose builder and maker is God. What did Moses do when Moses forsook Egypt with the palace and he could have been a king? What did Moses did? He said he ran, but having seen by faith, he saw him. He saw him who is invisible. Come on, by faith, he reject Egypt. He reject the world. He reject the system of the world because he saw him. Having seen him, what verse? As invisible. He saw him in Hebrews 11 by faith. He forsook Egypt and all the treasure and all the pleasure. By faith, Moses, when he was come to years, that means he grew up and realized that God had a calling. And he looked at Egypt, the palace of Egypt, but he looked at his suffering brethren. And what did he do? He forsook Egypt, choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy that the pleasure of sin. Yes, for a season. Yes, esteeming the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures of Egypt, for he had respect. Notice, that's it. That's what you need, a respect. For he had respect unto the recompense of the reward. By faith, that's it. He forsook Egypt. That's it. He forsook. He doesn't mean you cannot achieve something or go for something, but you're not stuck on it. You're not listening. You're not listening. You see the treasures of God more greater than the pleasures of this world. You begin to see the things of God more than the pleasures of this world. So by faith, come on, you've got to have something inside of you. You've got to mix this word by faith. You just don't sit there and hear the word and you're gone. And then it's just the next day. There's nothing happening to you. But you need to get to yourself. You need to make the change. Let God go down in your heart and fall on your face and forsake the things of the world and turn to God. By faith. Come on. He forsook the pleasures of Egypt. Because not fearing the wrath of the king. For he endured. You need to shout. You need to shout. Come on. You need to fight the good fight of faith. For he endured. You got, it's an endurance contest. You can't just quit and give up. And if God doesn't do it today, you get discouraged. You have to hold on and fight the good fight of faith and run the race that is set before you. Looking unto Jesus. You've got to look to Jesus, the harder and finisher of your faith. And not fearing the wrath of your relatives. Of who's talking about you. Who's criticizing you. But what do you do? Not fearing the wrath of the king. But you endured. Come on, you endured as seeing him who is invisible. That invisible God. By faith. You endured because you're looking for a city which has foundation, whose builder and maker is God. So let's close it out until tonight to the next, back in Ezekiel. 36 says that verse 30, where did we stop? Ezekiel 36, 33. Thus said the Lord God, in the day that I shall have cleansed you from all your iniquities, I also will cause you to dwell in the cities, and the waste, notice, the waste shall be built. Well, what waste in your life? There's a lot of waste places there.
There's a lot of territory to be captured. In the heart is deceitful. And you need to get the word of God in there and let the word of God overcome you. Before you can overcome the devil or overcome the city, the word of God has to capture you. You have to be taken captives. He led captivity captive. One time we were captured by the devil, but now we've been free. And Jesus took us prisoner. As Paul said, Paul, the prisoner of Jesus Christ. You've got to let the word of God overcome you and capture you before you can overcome the devil and the desolate places. He will build it. And the desolate, he will till it. Verse 33, is it? 34. And the desolate shall be tilled, whereas it lay desolate in the sight of all that pass by. Notice, you remember how you desolate and there's nothing there, empty. But what are we doing this morning? What are we doing this morning? What is the word doing this morning? What is the preachers doing this morning? Not just me, but preachers of God all around the world. What are they doing this morning? They are plowmen. We've got to get out the big plow of the whole Testament and the New Testament. The plow. And what are we doing? We're going to till the soil. We're going to break up the fallow ground. We're going to till your heart. We're going to break up those hard places and get the stones out. We've got to get the stones out and make you into good ground. That's what the word does. We've got to make a change, a total change, and ask God to forgive us. Oh God, forgive us. Wash us in the blood of the Lamb and cleanse us, O Lord. Then break up the fallow ground. And they shall say, what happened? What? Look at the change. Look at the change. That land, that heart, that was desolate. When he created a new heart inside of you, they shall say, this land that was desolate has become like the Garden of Eden, and the waste and desolate and ruined city are become fenced. And are inhabited. There's a fence around it. Come on. He binds up the brokenhearted. He renew your spirit. He revive your spirit. He fenced you around with the walls of salvation. And he put a praise and a joy and a rejoicing in your heart. But the devil cannot get in. He fenced you. Hallelujah. You're shut in with Jesus Christ. He bind up the desolate places. But you've got to let the plowman plow your heart and your spirit. Don't run away, but sit there and take the word of God and rejoice. Then the heathen shall say, that are left round about, you shall know that I, the Lord, build the ruined places and plant that was desolate. I, the Lord, have spoken it, and I showed it, and I will do it. I will create a clean heart, a new heart, a right spirit inside of you, and the heathen, and everybody going to know that I, the Lord, will do it because I've done it, because I will build up the waste places, and I will plant inside of you. I will plant the trees, the cedar trees. I will plant the pine trees. I will plant all manner of fruitful trees, and you will see and rejoice, and everyone will know that you are changed. You are brand new man because you've been with Jesus Christ. Somebody give God the glory. Give God a praise. Give God a praise. Lift up your hands and say, thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Forgive me of my sins. I repent of my sins. Wash me in that blood.